Hello, everybody. This is Keith Pannell, and welcome to another 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes on research on campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas in El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. Stacy Sowatz. She's the chair of Department of Communication at UT El Paso. And Stacy, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us, what is your really big research passion at the moment?
Right now, I've been doing a lot of work in Indonesia on conservation campaigns, and this is a set of projects that I've been working on since I wrote my dissertation. And so I've really developed a trajectory of research on conservation issues in Indonesia.
Why Indonesia?
Well, I started out being interested in Indonesia because my parents moved there in 1994 when I was a senior in college. And I was studying intercultural communication. I did my master's degree in communication and studied intercultural communication. So I was traveling there a lot to visit my parents, and I really got interested in environmental issues, but also intercultural issues and how those two fields of research intersect.
So tell us very briefly, I mean, you think of the environment, and clearly in our culture, we've got a particular take on the environment. That's got to be a very different concept over there in Indonesia.
Sure. There are a lot of people who are very passionate about protecting forests and marine ecosystems. But at the same time, when you have many, many people who are on the borderline of being able to meet their nutritional needs, and fish is a major part of their diet, then addressing overfishing as an environmental issue is very, very difficult, especially when you're gauging the short-term versus the long-term conservation benefits. And same thing with forests. So even though you have a lot of people who are very passionate about protecting forests, mining industries, forest and logging companies are big major companies in Indonesia, and those are ways for people to make money. And it's a growing economy, so it's a burgeoning middle class, and people want access to good jobs.
So if I was to say you're interested in the overfishing in the Indonesia, are they the same lessons you learn from overfishing and Alaskan salmon, or do all of these cross and become an area of research for you and your team?
Yes and no. The issues can be both similar and different, and I think that there are issues that we're interested in for our research teams. But one of the big differences is the immediate nutritional need of many Indonesians who live in very rural places and have access to fish as a source of protein. And so that's a little bit different from a lot of U.S. Americans who have access to other kinds of protein. And so the nutritional need of Indonesians and the access to fish and the money that they can make from selling fish are a big part of their income and also their diet.
And so that's one of the areas that you've got to try to find some helpful resolution,
because
it seems to be orthogonal issues.
Exactly.
Tough business.
So one of the projects or the conservation campaigns is to focus on no-take zones. So identifying an area that's biologically important, protecting that area so that fish can grow in size and also in number.
And hope they will swim into that particular region for their own safety.
Exactly. But it helps when the fish stock are bigger in terms of the size of the fish and also the number of the fish. It not only benefits the ecological system, but it also benefits the local people because they have bigger fish.
Stacy Sowatz, Chair of Communication at UT El Paso, thank you for being on 100 at 100. And this is Keith Pannell saying thank you for listening. ¶¶